Welcome to the Humanize Podcast, all about personalizing your health. I'm your host, Rebecca Kelly, and today we'll be discussing healing autoimmunity with diet and lifestyle with Dr. Terry Walls. Before I introduce Dr. Walls, I want to remind everyone to subscribe and get all the variety of casts and audio, video, and transcription at humanizehealth.com. I'd also like to thank our lead sponsor, Village Green Apothecary, at myvillagegreen.com. A little bit about Dr. Terry Walls. She is an Institute for Functional Medicine certified practitioner and a clinical professor of medicine at the University of Iowa, where she conducts clinical trials in the setting of multiple sclerosis. In 2018, she was awarded the Institute for Functional Medicine's Clinical Care and Patient Advocacy Linus Pauling Award for her contributions and research. Thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Walls.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I just want to just dive in and ask you to please share your personal story in healing. We just really would love to hear from you about your experience.
So in 1980, during medical school, I developed intermittent electrical face pain that would get worse over the next 20 years. Then I developed weakness and was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I saw the best people, took the newest drugs. Within 3 years, I'm in a tilt-reclined wheelchair. I adopt the paleo diet. I continue to go downhill. I read the basic science, create a supplement cocktail for my mitochondria. Very helpful. I discover the electrical stimulation of muscles. I add that to my physical therapy. Somewhat helpful. I discover the Institute for Functional Medicine. I have a longer list of supplements for my mitochondria. I add those. Then I have this big aha, like what if I redesign my paleo diet based on all the supplements I'm taking and I start this new way of eating. Now, at that time, I'm so weak I cannot sit up in a regular chair. I'm in a zero gravity chair with my knees higher than my nose. I can walk just a few steps using two walking sticks. I have profound fatigue and I have severe trigeminal neuralgia. A month after starting this new diet, my pain is resolved, my fatigue is resolved, my mental clarity is improving, and my physical therapist says, "You're getting stronger." He advances my exercises. And 5 months later, I am walking without a cane, and I'm able to bike for the first time in 6 years. And
wow.
A year into this, amazing. I'm able to do an 18.5-mile bike ride. So this really transforms how I think about disease and health, and it will transform the way I practice medicine, and it will transform the focus of my research.
Wow. So tell us about this clinical research. I'm assuming you've had some ahas along your journey, right? That you've then decided to dig into.
Yeah.
What's the most impactful results you found?
So the first thing we did was we tested my complicated protocol with others with progressive MS. We showed that yes, they could do it. We could dramatically improve their quality of life, reduce their fatigue, improve their thinking, improve walking function in about half, which is quite remarkable for progressive MS because at present, nothing restores their function. Then we started doing randomized controlled trials. We studied the ketogenic diet, the paleo diet, the low-fat diet, and we consistently find that improving diet leads to less anxiety, less depression, a higher quality of life, less fatigue. We have done 7 clinical trials, consistently finding that diet is super helpful. There was recently, Dr. Snetzer did what's called a network meta-analysis that combines dietary studies. There are 12 studies looking at 8 different diets, the low-fat diet, the Swank diet, McDougall diet, the modified paleo diet, which basically is the Walls diet, anti-inflammation diet, fasting diets, calorie restriction, and Mediterranean diets. Mm-hmm. And they're able to rank order how effective these diets are at reducing fatigue. And the Walls diet is about 50% more effective than either Mediterranean or low-fat diets. And then for improving quality of life, there were 2 diets that improved quality of life. That was the Walls diet, the Mediterranean diet. And again, the Walls diet was about 50% more effective than the Mediterranean diet. And Dr. Snetzer got that paper published in Neurology, the highest impact journal that publishes MS-related research and MS care papers. So that's really huge. They also published a editorial authored by 3 leading diet researchers in the field of MS. And they said, there is evidence that diet really matters and that everyone who's been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis should be directed to a nutrition professional to improve the quality of their diet. In that, the diets, the Mediterranean diet, the low-fat diet, and the paleo diet all have good science supporting their use.
That's really, really amazing. I love how you've taken your learnings and you're helping other people with it, right? Because you're doing all this research yourself, and then people can go and find this and use it themselves so that they can have a better quality of life. How do the diet studies differ from drug studies? And like, how do you kind of control any sort of bias for that research?
So drug studies are easy. You can take a pill and it's masked. Right. So it's either a placebo or the active ingredient. So that's a very easy study to do. When you do a diet study, you have to convince people to stop eating their current food and start eating new foods. We have to teach them how to cook. We have to teach them how to meal plan and shop. So there's a lot of things that you have to do to help people adopt and sustain these new diets.
Yes. And a cantaloupe is not a cantaloupe is not a cantaloupe sometimes. And the same thing, well, right? So you have to,
in some ways. And we teach people who are fatigued how to do these things.
Right.
So we help them figure out how to manage their energy, their supply. We teach them how to batch cook, how to use things like slow cookers. So you can prepare the meal in the morning, have it cook all day, and then freeze some of it so you don't have to cook every day of the week. Right. So we help our patients make this a much more affordable process.
I didn't even really think about that until you mentioned it. You're right. It's not just changing of habit, but it's dealing with people who don't feel like doing it either, right?
Who are exhausted, who are struggling with fatigue.
Yeah, that's really, really amazing. So one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, can we move on from the diet to any sort of drug studies? Is there anything that you discovered as it related to that for people that it might?
So the drugs do a really great job of turning off relapses. They do a good job of preventing enhancing lesions. They do not do a good job of reversing fatigue, reversing anxiety, depression. And we also know they don't do a good job of preventing brain volume loss. People with MS, our brains shrink at 3 times the rate of healthy aging, at about 1% per year. Healthy aging, you want to have brain volume loss of less than 0.3% per year.
Wow.
So I'm really excited. We have a new study that we're doing comparing a ketogenic diet that's olive oil based and the modified paleo diet, which people know as the Walls diet, to the usual diet. And we'll look at changes in quality of life, changes in mood, changes in fatigue, in walking, hand function, vision function, thinking. And we're getting MRI so we can look at brain volume over time. Mm-hmm. People would come in at baseline, they'll come back at 3 months, and then again at 24 months. And we'll get MRIs using a research magnet, so no contrast, at baseline, and again at 24 months, and we'll see what the rate of brain volume loss is. I am hypothesizing that as we teach people how to improve their diet, they will get them back to healthy rates of brain volume loss. And that, I think, will be the most impactful finding that we'll have if we can get people to healthy rates of brain volume loss, because that lowers the risk of cognitive decline. It lowers the risk of depression, anxiety, and problems with thinking.
So do you think the diet is related to how people are learning to process nutrition? Is it related to aging process? What is it?
I have another study that we're proposing to investigate. Can we slow down the aging process? And I think that we can. We have some really interesting biomarkers that we'll look at to test that question. When you're repairing damage to the brain, we have to rebuild structures, rebuild myelin, rebuild synapses. That's the connection between brain cells. And that takes more resources, cellular resources, than maintaining healthy tissue.
Right.
Therefore, one of my theories is that we have to have nutrition that is much more intensive than the average healthy individual, that you can have no empty calories. We can't be having added sugar, processed foods, because we have to provide the nutrients, the nutrition that your brain and your spinal cord and your cranial nerves need to fix themselves.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. I get it. So no empty calories.
No empty calories.
Yeah, everything needs to just be vibrant and able to provide as much support as possible.
Correct. And you want food that is really packed with nutrition. You can't have food that is just marginally nutrient for you.
So then you can be in constant repair and
you could be in constant repair. And it's also why we're following people for 2 years, because it will take time for that repair to happen. While I fully anticipate we'll see changes in fatigue, quality of life in the first 2 months, but changes in the function, the walking function, hand function, vision function, thinking function, I think that will take a year to 2 years to see that difference, which is why I'm so excited that we have the funding to do a 2-year study.
And do you think it's encouraging then for people who are trying this out and they see themselves being able to do a little bit more or feel a little bit better? Because I mean, changing diet is, a friend of mine said, it's like changing religion. Like it's really hard for people. Yes, it's really hard.
It's hard. We put a lot of time supporting people as they make these changes. And thus far in our study, and we have for the two intervention arms, we have monthly group calls. People talk about as they implement these changes and they're beginning to experience reduced anxiety, better moods, the enthusiasm for these changes grows. The other thing that people are telling us is that family members are reporting that their moods are improving, that their mental clarity is improving, and that spouses who have blood pressure issues are discovering that their blood pressure is getting better, and that people who have blood sugar issues are discovering that their blood sugar issues are improving. And then, you know, when you're in that group call and people are reporting these findings, there's a lot of excited crosstalk back and forth between the participants. So in those group calls, the first half is the dietitian answering questions. The second half are the participants talking to one another, and they have lots of excitement. In my experience, it's the group calls, the group meetings, where the peers talk to one another and they are answering the questions, encouraging each other, that is a huge driver of success.
Yes. Well, they're creating a community with their own family, right? Like
absolutely.
Of health and wellness. And
absolutely.
Yeah. So for what would be your guidance then for those living with MS? Like what are some actionable things that they can start doing to start feeling better now?
The first thing I'd have you do is follow me on Instagram, because you get to see what I'm eating and doing. It's a really fun page.
And what's your Instagram?
So that handle is Dr. Dr. Terry Walls, T-E-R-R-Y, Walls, W-A-H-L-S.
Okay.
So absolutely do that.
I'll follow you. So you'll see Rebecca pop up following you.
So follow me. You can go to my website, terrywalls.com, and we have links to the study so you could screen and see if you could be eligible to be in the study.
Oh, okay. So they can really participate then.
So you can really participate.
Yes.
We'll have 156 people in the study. We're halfway there. We still have about 85 more that we'd like to enroll.
All right.
And that you'll help change, build the research that leads to changing the standard of care so that people, when they're diagnosed with MS, will all be told, of course, diet matters, and you should go see a dietitian and get instructed on how to improve your diet.
Right.
Now, in my clinical practice, it is nearly always easiest to add. So I'll interview people, get a sense of their diet. Then we talk about what are the things to add. And I talk about green leafy vegetables, cabbage family, onion family, mushroom family, and deeply colored things like beets, carrots, berries. So we work out what the adds are. And then I hand them off to my health coach who continues to work with them on that.
Yes.
And then in the following week, then we begin to talk about what are the things to remove. And we talk about all these empty calories that are preventing you from getting the nutrition that your brain needs. So we talk about processed foods, fast foods, added sugars. And then we talk about foods that can be very inflammatory, gluten, dairy, eggs. And then we may talk about the medical comorbidities that we have to think about as well. But everyone who's listening, the first thing to do is figure out what you're going to do for the ads to improve your nutrition. And then a lovely place to start for the things to remove, get rid of the sugar-sweetened beverages. Quit buying them. If they're in your house, you'll drink them.
Because they are just empty calories. They really
They're
are.
Empty calories. And yeah. I would also tell you that the artificial sweeteners increase the risk for insulin resistance, diabetes, and prediabetes, and they damage your microbiome. So instead of having artificial sweetener, buy herbal teas, drink water, drink an herbal tea instead, or green tea.
I love that. I love that. So that's an easy, fast, and start today with, right?
You can start today.
Yes.
And then you can pick up my book, The Walls Protocol. That'll be inspiring. You'll hear my story, hear about other stories that you'll find inspiring. And think about being part of our study. You can be already following a diet that you really love, whether it's a vegetarian, vegan, ketogenic diet, paleo diet, Mediterranean diet, as long as you are willing to be randomized and follow the diet to which you're assigned. So if you're a paleo, you're willing to be ketogenic if that's the one you're assigned to. If you're a ketogenic, you're willing to be paleo if that's the one you're assigned to. If you're assigned the control diet, you get to follow whatever your current dietary pattern is. That will help me build the evidence that diet really matters. It will help me meet my big, hairy, audacious goal, which is changing the standard of care. And we could not do that without people being willing to be randomized to be part of the study.
I love that. Is there any like one piece of advice or information that maybe someone who's a loved one who has a family member living with MS that you would give them?
Improve the diet together as a family. If you as a family, if your loved one has said, I need to take this food item out of my diet because I've decided it's potentially harmful to me, then you need to not see it anymore. Because if you see it, a lot of that processed food is addicting. It will find your loved one's mouth, they will chew, and they will continue to consume it. If you take it out of their eating environment, so they don't have to see it anymore, they'll be much more successful. So have a conversation together, decide what you can do as a family, and then when you're in the presence of your loved one, have the same diet.
I love that. Thanks, Dr. Walls. Those are really valuable insights. Dr. Walls can be found at www.terrywalls.com. I'm going to spell that TerryWahls.com. Let me remind you to subscribe and get access to all Humanized videos, podcasts, and transcriptions from all our thought leaders like Dr. Walls on personalized health at humanizedhealth.com. Thanks so much for being with us.